but you don't need me to tell you that, I'm sure.
It is morning in the world's greatest city, the start of another busy, bustling day.
Whoa!
The stars are still out.
Out? They're not only out, they're coming down. Look, and I guess it was just a shooting star.
Well, here we are, crew. Home sweet home.
As we look more closely at that shooting star, we see that it was not truly a meteorite at all, but a strange green rocket lowering itself to Earth. Bizarre Adventures is about to begin.
Come on!
Yummy.
Suburban Superheroes, Prog 9, we did an amazing show. And Dan Crossy kicked the power lead out.
Yay.
Like the sub alien that he is.
And because it was an Apple Mac, it crashed.
Yeah, well, look, we're going to talk to Steve Jobs about that later. Yeah, but I thought there was some sort of inbuilt time machine that we could all fucking get in and go back and get it. Oh, that was Prog 4. Anyway, welcome to the Depression. And welcome to the show. And Crossfader's here drinking some beer. Say hello.
Hello, Lef.
Oh, as if you were going to be so well behaved for the rest of the show. And we've also got special guests in the show.
Thumper. Slightly more inebriated than it was when we first started.
Dude, it's going to get even better. Exactly. Going to be much more
talkative. Look at him horse that pint into him.
Horse
on me third can.
Horse. I met a man from a small place where I came from initially, where my earth host came from, and he said he wanted to move to a place where they didn't call each other horse. He thought that was a bad, bad place to start with. Over to you, horse.
If you can see the expression on my face right now, you know, of anguish and annoyance that someone wouldn't be
endeared.
Wouldn't be called
horse.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's a Waterford.
It's a Waterford.
No, it's not. It's everywhere down the country. Horse. Yeah.
It's Hun in Wexford.
I'm from Wexford. I've never heard anyone call it
Hun
in
Wexford.
It's what? Hun.
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 Sham.
As in the
honey.
As in the Joymans.
Oh, yeah. Hun. As in honey.
Oh, honey or chicken or, you know, lovey.
How could you be against honey? That's what I remember.
Bitsy Snookum, Sweetie Pie.
Hun.
Snuggly Woogly.
Just Hun.
It's all just love down there, isn't it?
Sunny South East.
On the sewer.
Sure. The sewer of Ireland.
Sure,
no,
sewer.
On the Barrow, actually.
Dude. Are you sure? No.
No. Yeah.
Hun.
Excellent. So, when we started, like, without having Nietzsche's Day of Eternal Return here.
Oh, God.
We should start... Yeah, no, but we'll start off again with Thumper's record for starters.
Eternal Recurrence.
So he's going to play something now. Oh, we're definitely going to keep that.
Crossover.
Oh, yeah, we're going to keep that
recurrence.
One.
You want that one?
Eternal Recurrence, is that what it's called?
Of the same.
Are you finished?
He's as finished as a human goes. He's about as finished as
my
they come.
The
most complete.
Washed up.
Yeah. It's what's this
at
one
the age
that
of
be listening to?
22.
Kid Acne.
Oh, Kid Acne. I saw the front room of Kid Acne's record. We have to describe that. Because I know we also find out that it cost you $2.99, but that's good value. But Kid Acne's room...
His skin is pretty clear.
That's one thing, but like, look at his... Like, he's got this kind of sitting room with 101 takeouts in it and lots of no washing up. And he's got, of course, the ubiquitous laptop.
Does he have any bottles of book? Back
I wonder, did he save
at least
this
it
stuff?
Isn't a Charles Bukowski book on the table, you know?
Yeah, there isn't.
I'm Kid Acne.
MF Doom has
I'm Kid Acne. I read. And I think he's
is
got
Charles
the.
Bukowski
he's got the Guardian
Acne
guide. But with that kind of diet, is it any wonder
how
he's got skin problems?
How did MF Doom meet up with Charles Bukowski? There's
a turn the first one.
It's like the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy and what's his name?
William Burroughs.
William Burroughs. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that come
they
about?
They made up. When,
they
what,
did, yeah,
what,
they did an album together.
Play, what is it? Which one?
33.
Number one.
Did you ever hear it?
Yeah.
No.
It's pretty wicked,
excellent.
Actually. Yeah. The Junkies Xmas is on it.
What's it called? This one. Stop talking about that too. The 2 years knock it off.
It's
going to be.
Worst Luck.
Worst Luck. Perfect. That's a good start for somebody. Because worse luck than losing an entire
show.
Worse luck than recording an entire show and losing it. Because some Muppet kicked out a barrel lead.
We don't.
Saint Anthony. Don't get religious on me, Crossy. Don't.
A, we don't know it was me. B, no computer should fail.
It was an external force.
Sorry.
I'm Chris, I work with computers.
I'm really impressed. Look, you start penning a letter there to Mr. Jobs. I'm sure he'll sort it out.
Scary. Thanks, Thumper, that was great. No problem, lads. I see it.
That's terrible. He's off, he's away. You can't be impersonating the lad and he's not even in the room.
That was good to. Who's Herv getting some snuff together?
What? Oh, Herv. Yeah, just a bit of the old Amber.
Hervey. Where's your friend Countant Sinden?
Counted Sinden, who's he?
Squire of Gothos.
Oh, there's the guy Hervey.
Oh, Hervey, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's loads of people on Last FM with your name. What the hell? Sort it out, man.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. What I mean, you know.
Plagiar. What can you do?
Well, the plague of plagiarists.
Is it the French guy, that the Hervey guy? He's kind of the... Is he disco or retro? Is he British?
He's a baseline house.
Oh, is he really? Okay. Yeah, I've seen a lot of...
He's Count and Sinden. And he's called Hervey. I think he's got a father.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But it's like Hervey in the James Bond sense. He's not fucking French, like.
Okay. Well, he's
it's Hervey.
He's obviously doing better out of it than I am, because he's got more MySpace views than I have.
Oh, he would.
Does that count for anything?
No,
but he's on... Are you on Last FM?
Yeah, I am.
Twitter's on.
All right, okay. So how do you get you on Last FM?
I think you just go to... you just go to my MySpace, and then go to... There's a link.
You guys are becoming almost entirely
MySpace.
Virtual.
Wow.
It's quite scary.
You know my MySpace? Should I plug it?
No, I don't. Because I only know you in real life. You know what I mean?
I know.
Slash Hervey.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not a huge kind of, you know, proponent of sort of
social,
you know, social networking and that. But I guess at the end of the day, I see the thing is I don't know anything about web design or HTML or anything like that. So I guess this is the easiest way for me to kind of
check
around with that.
The easiest way to meet people is to meet people
in real life. Yeah.
Yeah,
to go to people's kitchens and drink
exactly,
cans with them.
Yeah.
It's not on Last FM. I was set up Last FM though, because that actually sounds like a good one.
Did you?
No, I
don't
have
any. I really think it's good
because I never actually play any music off my computer that Last FM would recognize or anything like that. So
yeah, of course,
you know, my actual user account. I think that somebody else set up my Last FM page for me.
Right.
I think it was actually.
Well,
we have
a Facebook page.
Do you?
Yeah.
This radio show.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true. Yeah, we'll link you on that too.
Please do.
Last
FM.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, we have to find it in MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two ferns of a thumper.
Is it two friends or two ferns? Thumper, you're back. You can tell us.
Two phones.
Two phones.
Oh,
he's got two phones like a drug dealer.
That's like Carl Cox.
It all can make sense now.
I've got two phones and three decks, like a drug dealer. I eat KFC all the time.
I was thinking, Jesus Christ, a drug dealer would have more than two friends. He'd have like loads of friends, wouldn't he?
Would it be his real friends?
Yeah. It's the eternal question. It's right back to trees falling in woods here, territory.
Of course, Stephen.
Play one of them.
Which came first, the drug or the drug dealer?
You can play one record. We can't talk about Paul Watts eternally, but you can play one record.
Okay.
Play that record that you played earlier on, because I think that's really good. Yeah. The one about that thing, you know. Yeah, exactly. Vroom, 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 vroom. And then, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Autobahn. Play that. Autobahn.
You know, I got an interesting story. The first time I was ever on radio.
You tell a story, we'll judge whether it's interesting or not.
I think it's interesting. and I think this is one of the reasons why.
I applied
for a job in UCD a couple of months ago. And I wasn't actually able to get it. And I think it was because they had a strike against my name. But when I was in college, myself and a friend of mine did a show during Rag Week. Yeah. And we were given the graveyard slot. And. There was a lot of bad language used on the radio and the security.
Foul language,
yeah.
On Belfield FM.
Yeah, and the security came down in the morning and they were
bored
lads, and they gave us a load of. They're probably right to do that. But the very first track we played was the entire of Autobahn.
I
think a lot of people tuned out. For that,
20
so.
Minutes or something, yeah,
yeah
25 minutes.
Or something.
So, did you acquire that legendary thing that all radio DJs?
That's
a
cool thing to do.
Minus listeners.
Well, the thing is, I remember when I went for the interview for the radio slot.
Well, I was what position were you going for at UCD? Like professor of economics. And then you think
professor
because
radio
I was
studies.
Doing this radio show.
Oh no,
the bastards wouldn't let me have
the job.
It
was in
the audio file collection.
It was in services. Like
oh okay,
so
you were going to be
like,
security.
Yeah.
That's okay. So it's a bit different to being acting head of philosophy or something.
The thing is, I actually work in UCD occasionally.
But
you
have an excellent poacher turned gamekeeper kind of
thing. I know.
Yeah, look at Joe Duffy, hey? No better man.
Somebody did, and they ran over him.
Oh, zing. Edit that one out.
Yeah, no, nothing gets edited out. No. Well, yeah. Except for references to friends, but we won't do that. All of them.
Friends on
MySpace. You behave yourself. Okay, so this is the Paul Watts moment. You're going to play this next record, the one about
Autobahn. This for everyone who went down to the shops on Saturday for celebrate their small...
Did you get cupcakes like Thumper?
Business friend. I didn't know, but I got to see
you got cupcakes?
Monroe.
Who gets cupcakes?
Alistair Monroe did a very laconic DJ.
Cupcakes and put them in CD discs. It was great. I was walking around on a sugar buzz.
Wow. Free buns.
You're always on a sugar
buzz.
Wow.
Craig was for a small...
A shoe buzz.
Free viewing.
A trainer buzz. That's what you're on most of the time.
Rubbish.
There was a buzz. There was a top buzz here earlier on. Remember?
There was. Thumper has, I think, was it 25 pairs of trainers?
Ah, no.
25.
Oh, no.
Steady on.
18.
He has those shoe things he puts them in.
Dimitri from Paris had a... I remember reading an article.
See,
I used to read Jockey Slush.
Dimitri from Paris, like me, he had a personal trainer.
In those days, in the first recession, I used to read Jockey Slush. And there was always like... There was interviews with people. And Dimitri from Paris had a trainer problem. A known trainer problem. And it sounds like you have the same thing, Dumper. 18 is excessive.
Those are the cleanest ever.
Great
in the way. I would say that the rest of them are ripped to shreds, like, you know.
Yeah.
But
no,
I went trainer shopping with Thumper.
That's the lived in look,
and
man.
He was
lived
trying to get me to buy these ridiculous things. Like, I mean, they look like 70s fireplaces or something. Terrific.
70s fireplaces.
Wow.
Oh, I see how it came
out. I'd like to see that.
You made you buy those.
This
you did, yeah. 26 euros.
They seem quite sedate now, if you don't mind me saying so. There's no lights on them around. I mean, there's no lights. There's no go faster flashes.
I was thinking about getting Heelys, though, you know. So
right, Heelys. Oh, cool. The ones with wheels in them. Wow. Okay,
can
we'll talk about them later.
People?
Huh?
Oh yeah, of course.
Can you get them for adults?
But you'd be banned from shopping centres across the country, you know.
Of course, if you start buying clothes for adults, that'll be a first.
That'll be the best. But I know adults,
then
some of them
need clothes. I know adults too, but I generally don't like hanging around with them. All right, thank you. This is what's the song? Oh, it's something about
record
collecting.
Shop.
Record shop. Cool.
Yeah. top of the scale.
If you want a phonograph, a standard or LP, we have the best. Give them a test, hear them and you'll see.
Can I help you, sir?
I like listening to records.
So I see.
Yes, I like listening to records.
Is that the lot, sir?
Darling, you know I like music.
Yes. Did you like that last one?
No.
It's exactly like you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Talk about the hardcore continuum later, but not now. So the films, tell us about the film that you did see that you thought was really good, and then we'll move on. Can you remember what it was called? It was about Swedish women.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
12-year-olds, young kids, vampires.
Let the Right One In, yeah. That's
Let the Right One In. That's good.
Very good. A lot of snowy, dark, alcoholic, strange, creepy people in the 1980s. And vampires, and you have to let them in. If you let them in, they can only come in if you like welcome them in.
Ah, of course, yeah. Which brought us into the whole thing about guards.
Guards.
Yeah, you never let the guards in. No. No, exactly. And if you want to make them go away and get a warrant. That's another advice.
I've got a Kevin McAleer story.
Kevin McAleer story about guards patrol where they.
He's got so many stories. This boy. He's a real find. Yeah.
Everyone in his house thinks that the guardie are watching them out of the television.
Oh, that's why they switch off guard patrol.
Yeah.
Because they think, get away from the telly. Don't switch me off. I'm watching you. Tell us your Kevin McAleer story.
Oh, it's really not that interesting. I was on a scout camping trip when I was about 14.
Right.
I know, that's the end of that.
I'm 14, go on.
And I went and I bought Underworld Second Office in the Infants. No, actually, the first one. Double Ace My Headman.
The guy
spent ages looking for it, and I got back on the bus, and about 5 minutes later, I took the tape out of the bag.
Yeah.
And there was a Kevin McAleer tape in it.
Really?
Instead of
dub no bass with my head, man.
Yeah.
Wow. That's sold a pup there, I tell you.
That's
you're going to be trying to listen to Dark and Long and instead you get some story about Garda Patrol.
Was any good?
Fucking annoying.
I never listened to it. That's the closest I've ever been to Kevin McAleer.
I saw him down at the Electric Picnic.
Oh, really? Is he still playing?
No, I don't know what he was doing at the Electric Picnic. I just knew it was Kevin McAleer.
Oh, right, okay.
He's looking at a band and he's kind of going, I almost went up to him and went, you're not fucking
what?
Funny, are you?
I
you're just sitting there watching a fucking band like an Audrey punter, you bollocks. No,
I saw
him
play in the Murphys, whatever it is on the keys.
We're at Laughter Lounge.
He was going on about paranoia, and it was quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, do you know those maps? Yeah. And you know the way they always have a sign that says, You are here. How do they know that?
Paranoia. That'll do it. That'll do it for you. Speaking of, like, you can tell us about your metal film in a minute.
But besides that, seen Anvil,
I haven't seen Anvil. No, I want to see Anvil.
Yeah,
though.
It sounds cool.
It's about a god band that are like Spinal Tap. The guy apparently was roadieing for them as a rigger or something ages ago, like 20 years ago, and he went off, joined film school, blah blah, did the whole thing. Then he
became
was
a famous producer.
A producer, and then he was driving around some shithole like Baltimore or something, and he saw a poster and went, "Jesus Christ, those guys are still going." And like 20 years ago, they were setting fire to small clubs by using, you know, pyrotechnics and stuff like that. So he couldn't believe that they'd survived that long. So apparently, they make Spinal Tap look like amateurs, man. I don't know if that's supposed to be the right way or not. Or maybe they make Spinal Tap look like professionals, man.
In ancient times.
Okay, speaking of metal, tell us your metal story.
Well, it's actually...
It's in the film mode.
It's in the film mode, yeah. It's a documentary that I saw about... about 18 months ago. It's called Metal, A Headbanger's Journey. And it's available. It's actually on YouTube now. It's in about 7 or 8 parts. And it's great. It's kind of just this American anthropologist who was a huge metal fan from his early days, and he decides to make this documentary about the roots of metal.
I don't know why he's doing that.
That's not metal. That's glass.
That's glass. He's doing the live.
Live
metal sound.
Kind of fucking Foley artist over there. Thanks very much. Yeah. I like a car traveling across grass into a field of snow. Thanks very much.
Yes.
This is a full semi-full aluminium can. Come on.
But
this is a fan sound I found yesterday.
Yeah, it's great.
I'll get a pot and pan. Keep doing.
it's great though. It's a very interesting documentary. And
don't get distracted.
The most interesting part of it, I think, is when he goes to kind of interview various Norwegian death metal or black metal artists, and he's interviewing this one guy in the basement of his castle or something, and the guy is sitting in a darkened room with a goblet of red wine, and the guy says to him, "Listen." I can't do his accent, but it's kind of more like, so where could you are? Tell me.
Just do Paul Watts.
I'm not doing Paul Watts. Sorry, Paul. But he asked him essentially, you know, what he felt was his main influence, like, in music, and the guy takes a long sip from his goblet of red wine and swirls around the glass and looks deep into the camera and goes, "Satan!"
Yay! Yeah.
But we did that story the last time around, and I think it had far more of an impact.
I
really kind of lost something there, you know. But Dermot,
that's how sometimes that happens.
Dermot's hand on my back there, really reassuring.
Don't worry about it. The
delivery was good.
Mm. Was it?
Yeah, no, it was good.
Well, what was it you called this show, Thumper?
Statler and Waldorf show.
Exactly, the Statler and Waldorf show. It's our job to criticise. We are but eunuchs in our house.
Critiques.
We know how it's done. We see it done in many different ways, but we cannot do it ourselves.
I get it.
It was Brendan Behan, not me.
Beautiful, really.
Yeah, he's good. So who's next? Who's next and going to play a tune then?
Drinker Tinker.
It should really be you, but you're going to do it. We'll do that exclusive later on.
Yeah, all right, yeah. I'll
do that, yeah. So
forward to...
Anybody else got a tune?
Tumpy or yourself?
Tumpy.
Have you got anything?
Tumpy. No, go, Tumpy. Go, go, go.
Tump
on.
Tump
on
now.
Tump
on the decks.
Tump on the decks. I tell you what,
I wouldn't want to be putting in a request to him.
I didn't
get
even hear anyone calling out for a rewind.
That's something that should be edited out.
Corner shop.
No, maybe not. Corner shop?
Yeah, if he wants a corner shop.
I guess that's 3-1 then.
I remember you were disagreeing with that other stuff, that dubstep too. You don't like that either.
Yeah, or comedy breakcore. I just like to reiterate
comedy
that.
Breakcore.
Yeah.
Which one are we going to play on this?
I pick yourself.
Brimful of Asher.
It's not on. It's the
staging the plaguing of the raised platform.
Yeah, throw it on.
Let's do that. I just like
generation
the
itself.
I just like the title.
All titles are very good.
Thank you. dope and the dope, dope Ananda, making the dope, dope and the dope, dope Ananda, making the dope, dope and the dope, dope Ananda, making the dope, dope and the dope, dope Ananda, many a dance floor, motionally leveling under the helping hand that can only be yours. Rock on Ananda, raise the million.
If we start talking about the frames, we'll find ourselves in a recession. Oh no, it's too late. Oh, they that's what they did. They done it for us.
This recession is only so the frames can succeed. It's part of their stretch.
Somebody said loads. I went over to America just after those Oscars, and lots of people started saying, "Oh, you're like that guy from Ireland." Oh, it was so fucking bad.
That guy was girlfriend speak.
That guy, yeah. That guy was like, yeah. That guy was like talking, and he was talking about how.
That is mommy.
Bono. He got a phone call from Bono. Oh. It was like getting a phone call from the King. Did you hear that interview?
I did, yeah, I did.
Oh, that's just fucking too hard to take.
Rubbish.
Rubbish. Is this your new favourite catchphrase?
Rubbish.
It's kind of been seeping into the woodwork for the last couple of months.
Rubbish. That's right. That's right.
A little bit about it. Celebrity underground gossip. My sister used to live above the lead singer from the Prayer Boat many years ago.
That's about as underground as it gets. The Prayer Boat. I can't even fucking remember what
Emmett
they had.
Tinley, Emmett is Tinley, isn't it?
Yeah. We haven't recorded that.
We have recorded that. I don't think, even if we have recorded it, it's going to cause a Prayer Boat revival. I'd be really surprised.
Are we actually recording? No, we are.
I don't know how bad this recession is going to get, but I don't think it's going to suffice for the Prayer Boat to reform.
I didn't even know we were recording. Wait, if Tidal District get going, then they could lift the Prayer Boat.
Before you know it,
a rising tide district that lifts all prayer boats.
Before you know it, then we'll
the
have
prayer boat crossing the river Styx. I think.
Do you remember who was the band that used to have going up and over the bridge? What was that one?
We'll talk about shit Irish bands and also the Irish Times Top 50, which put David Holmes as the number one existing Irish.
Did
act.
It?
Wow!
I think purposely to annoy everyone who didn't.
I don't think they've actually.
Also, everyone who's even David Holmes fans about go, what the fuck?
I've never even seen it. I mean, I haven't seen him in like about 10
though.
Years. That's
He's
pretty
just
weird.
Doing film soundtracks though, these days.
Les Enfants, that's another really shit band. You remember them?
Les Enfants?
Yeah. Les Enfants.
I don't know if
I. September. October, November. Great, you know the fucking months of the year. What do you want, the biscuit?
What was sort of trad into a new
I worked on a site before years ago where the director
who excavated
was,
Leslie Dowdle for
Here she is.
The director used to be into a new manager, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of Irish management in archaeology.
Is it?
Really?
An Irish music manager.
Digging the dirt.
That's right, yeah. Digging holes for their careers.
Imro.
Where they can bury all their fucking records, I'd hope. We never hear them again. No, I mean, it's terrible to be a begrudger, but like...
I mean, you know, I'm
sure they were very good.
I'm going to be in the same situation in 5 years' time, you know. No one's going to be buying Comedy Breakcore.
That's right, Comedy Breakcore. It does have a best before end life, you know. That's all you need to know about Comedy Breakcore.
Half-life of Comedy Breakcore.
I would like to point out that I do not make Comedy Breakcore, and I have never made Comedy Breakcore, and I will never do. I will never.
You have made very entertaining breakcore-ish music.
We should be... There'll be a text file with, like, links and FAQ, so we have, like, everyone knows what breakcore is. Other people might know what comedy is. Just, you know, it's just like an idiot's guide. Apparently, the Greek word for idiot was specialist. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So when next time somebody tells you they're a specialist in something, you can just laugh at them straight away. Oh, really? You're an idiot.
I was at an event, an art event the other evening, and this...
Wow, what class of an art event? We haven't had an arts correspondent on the show before.
I could do that for
me. Really? That'd be great.
I live with two artists, two artists.
Yeah.
And, they're very good.
In what sense?
zing. But
you go off and fix your aerial there, mate.
So tired.
Oh, here, you lift it for me. Anyway.
Your
visual jokes won't work.
Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah. So
the two artists.
We were at this
art story
at this
art zone
art event, and
I'll pretend I'm
art
with
somebody.
Arse.
There was it was in the basement of the Twisted Pepper, and some person came up and defaced one of the light boxes with one of his own pieces of art.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
when he scribbled on it with a marker, you know.
Oh, right.
And
tagged it like.
Not really tagged. He drew a head on it, and it was a bit rubbish, really.
Yeah.
But
rubbish.
But he was confronted then by one of the artists or one of the other.
The
people.
Person whose light box it was that he defaced.
No, actually, it belonged to the venue. But they said, "Are here now? Come on, you know this might cause a bit of hassle for us."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And he said, "Fuck off! I have a degree."
Really? A degree?
To
face light boxes.
A degree in electrical engineering.
Fucking weird. That's exactly the type of art story we want. We don't want to hear about openings or anything dramatic or like, you know, somebody's life work or awards. We want to hear about little fucking pipsqueak straw and light boxes in a Twisted
events.
Pepper.
The real events.
The real events, exactly, yeah. And did somebody like knock him yeah exactly yeah
well
they
brushed
him
out of the
my
plane.
My friend said something to the effect that, you know, she wouldn't know anything about that because she didn't have a degree, but of course she does have a degree,
right?
And she just wound him up for a few minutes.
What a degree.
Say, look, I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a degree, so I obviously am completely lost here, you know. Oh, that must have worked great down at the Dole office. I don't want any money, I've got a degree. No, you'll fucking take the money, won't you? Yeah. Anyway, is there anything else you've noticed? Crossy, have you got a job still? Well,
amazingly
done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh, some of the building I work in has been knocked down.
Have you a job?
I do have a job, yeah, but it's surprising. It surprises me, and it surprises a lot of other people.
7% pay.
I think it surprises my employers at time to time. What? Did we get him in? When did that happen?
Do you have a 7% pension cut?
Oh, yeah. No, I just have a really shitty
job.
Pension. So I'm just working towards the revolution.
My pension fund rang me up to explain to me that there'd been a big drop in the value of shares.
That's not hilarious. Thanks for the call.
And they said that I should... I said, I don't know much about all that stuff. It's really complicated. We're recommending you move your stuff into cash, which is like deposits. Oh, okay, yeah.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. So.
Jesus, that's pretty weird.
What a lie.
What, you just take all the money out?
No, they just, they link it to, they put the money out.
They stop gambling because fucking idea what's going on anymore. Well,
so,
who does?
It's unusual of them though to actually ring a person and try and help them. I mean,
it doesn't really matter though, because the black Jesus will save us. In fact, he's already said he's turned it around. Did you not hear
that? Green shoots coming out of
That's exactly. Green shoots out of the nuclear toxic waste dump that we've made out of the world.
Something I very rarely do. I read the business section of the Irish Times on Friday, and there's a very good...
What, were you stuck in a room or something with the only thing to read?
I remember, I just started reading. There's some woman writer, very good, And she said, like, she had all these submarine analogies. But first of all,
we're like, sinking.
Okay,
we're
sinking. So the picture is, the sea is very rough. Like, right?
Have you ever seen the infrared?
The sea, is very rough, and there's different strategies. So what the Irish government have done is they've battened down all the hatches, and it's like those, you know, those U-boat films. They go dive. Actually, there's depth charts. But what Obama's done is he's opened everything up. And this ship is shooting up to the surface because they think, you know, it's going to be okay or whatever.
But surely if you open everything up, and everyone's everything will sink, though.
No, yeah. Drop the ballast.
Me too.
Oh, I don't get these extended metaphors.
His submarine is shooting.
I have a degree in English, but I mean, that amounts for nothing. I have a degree, you know. Fuck off.
The best thing of all is that everyone thinks...
Don't tell him anything. He's got a degree.
We could be... Some economists now think that, oh, we could be heading for the bottom, which is the good side, which he said... We could also be heading for this like little ledge.
Oh, that's true. And then
it's just on the ledge. I think they call it a sucker recovery or whatever. It's like,
and then there's a huge drop.
Big one comes.
Yeah, we just drop off.
Apparently,
the face
it happened
of the
a lot in the 1920s. So
that's brilliant.
We got it all to look forward to.
That's cool.
Doesn't that increase your confidence?
Ah, yeah. It does.
I'm on the dole.
Yeah.
Nice dole office.
I used to say, during the last recession, I was cell phone employed. People asked me what I did.
We had all this.
Which was like, I couldn't get a job.
It was a podcast seven.
But I couldn't. It was the truth. One.
We had a great conversation with him about dole offices with somebody.
Yeah, and the other thing, that everybody becomes a writer or a poet. Recessions are good for that.
For creativity.
Burger and Chips. DJ
Burger and Chips, he was great cracker.
Yeah.
Great health value.
But everybody becomes something. They're not like, you know, you're not like a pipe fitter anymore.
When you aren't,
you are a bass player.
In a healthy tiger,
you are
something, but in a recession, you're a process of becoming.
Or you were.
That's
something.
Right, you're a process of going
to get I used to be an archaeologist.
Yeah. Or you used to have a degree.
What? Used to
<Fuck off>. So what? Anyway, next record is going to be Kinski 2000.
With a picture of.
On
Klaus Kinski. It's actually the name of the guy.
In Fitzcarraldo, I think.
No, I think that's
in...
Have you ever seen that film?
I think
film,
that's
actually.
In
Akira, isn't it?
Oh, is that Akira? Oh, Akira. Wrath of God, yeah.
Have you ever actually seen Fitzcarraldo?
Yeah, the one where they have to carry the ship at the end.
Where the Frames made an album about it, or...
The Frames.
They've got an album called Fitzcarraldo.
Were we talking about them earlier?
I didn't know there was
a link. There you go.
I'm just a big Frames fan. And it's
do you know that?
They're good, but they did a little bit too much disco, and they should have done more pretentious kind of rock.
Who's the guy who did Fitzcarraldo? What's the name of the... Werner
Herzog.
Yeah. Have you heard about all the strange Werner Herzog stories in Hollywood?
Well, I heard all the stories.
Pulling out of people's car wrecks. He like saved somebody in the Hollywood Hills who crashed a car. He just pulled them out of this car that was in flames or something. And then he just got into it. The car drove off. And it was like he saved somebody who was important. So the celebrity blabbed their mouth to everyone that it was Werner Herzog. And it was the one where he got shot.
In an interview.
He was being interviewed and he got shot. And he just went, it's nothing. Something
not
like that. Flesh wounds. Like he gets shot all the time when people are interviewing him. I don't know.
That's like that guy.
We should do that if the ratings get into minus.
Does that
we should shoot somebody on the air.
Is that YouTube clip of like a police officer in the States demonstrating weapon safety to a class full of children?
No.
And he shoots himself in the foot.
Wow.
And then he calls for like a shotgun afterwards. And he's like, oh, it's fine, you know, I'm grand, you know. It's a shotgun then, and they're like, whoa, no way, man. You know, seriously.
Jeez.
Dude.
Oh, man. Okay, and we weren't going to talk about that certain gentleman in Limerick who was demonstrating how to use a gun.
Yeah.
No.
Moral damage.
when the sound is off, we can.
Exactly. All right, Klaus Kinski. And
I was in
Kinski
Limerick,
2000.
I was in Limerick 2 days ago, and I would like to say I had the nicest time.
I think they're lovely. I love the people of Limerick.
But I stayed in a church.
Next year I shall come back and marry. I will
Herb, what did you think of the last two?
I thought it was lame and weak.
You said more than that, though. Surely it was worse than that.
I don't know. I mean, but it was from 2000, wasn't it?
No, that's no excuse. It doesn't matter what year it's from.
We can have a sort of jukebox voting kind of...
Yeah, we could just, like, throw the record against the wall.
I
don't...
You bought it, though.
Yeah, I did buy it, but I didn't know what it sounded like.
I don't know. It really did not do much for me at all. In fact, it did the opposite of much. It was the anti-much.
The anti-much.
They call it the less in some places.
Yeah, I think that's the word for it, actually.
Possibly. That is
if you had a fucking degree, you'd know that. Fuck off!
That was the kind of record that would actually give you minus listers. So, Paul Watts, if you're looking for something...
It wouldn't, and we have a great institution called Dolan's Mean to prove that people will still listen to it.
I'm not going to say anything bad about Dolan's Mean because I just found out he played one of my tunes recently. And I was,
did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
So
I've always liked the man.
Yeah.
I think he came into a restaurant there the other day.
No,
I was
not a big fan.
That's as close as I get to greatness.
He likes his electronic, just too hippified.
Yeah, well, he was playing in city discs, he was cleaning every record before he put it back. No, with special record.
He did Gary play before
he put it back.
Into his sleeve, really. Wow.
Moving from non-entities
but
to legends.
You can actually see doctors.
Gary's from Power of
Endless. Let's see. From Gary from Power FM.
Yeah, Gary was playing live in City Disc.
Was he, yeah?
Do you remember Gary?
I love Gary.
Gary's
great.
On before us.
The milkman of human kindness.
He came in at 7 in the morning on Sundays.
Right.
There was some guy playing
drum and
bass, I
think. Oh, okay. That wouldn't
be
him.
He would come in and do live drum and bass at 7 in the morning.
Old guy.
Yeah, he'd bring in a drum and a bass. Bloody morning.
Really don't like his stuff.
Okay, so you have
he never plays anything with a beat in it, so
bring that beat back. But he doesn't, I mean, he's on between 12 and 2 in the morning there, isn't he?
Who, Don Dunne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It's the graveyard spot, you know.
Yeah, but even
you can't really play stuff with
beats. It's the spot that I lost that job in UCD, as I did, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you listen
but that
to,
would be perfect for Autobahn.
Say you listen to...
It would have been perfect
for Autobahn. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. If you listen on Tape Tool and you listen to Queen or whatever, he has the same slot and he plays a lot more... It's a lot more.
But Tave Tool was on earlier.
Tave Tool, it's a bit earlier, but it's
yeah,
a lot more jumpy. It's a lot more jumpy around.
You know, I must
jumpy
tell you an interesting
around.
Add-on to that story, the UCD thing.
Did we tell that in this one actually?
No, we didn't. But
we
like,
didn't,
I mean,
they
you
don't
went,
know
he
that
was going for a professor of economics, and you didn't.
You got
get the
in trouble.
To cut it a short, long story short.
To cut a long story short, I got in trouble for swearing on the radio in UCD. And I believe I didn't
playing Autobahn.
I'm playing Autobahn as well. I don't think I got the job. A job I went for in UCD as a result.
Yeah.
A couple of years later, because I think my name was blacklisted. But it was amusing because it was around. It was kind of around about the time that students are queuing up for their J1 applications.
Yeah.
And the UCD, the Belfield FM radio was being piped into the students' union that night. And I remember at like at about 6 o'clock in the morning, my friend put on like an entire Bonnie Prince Billy record.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I went in there later to get some water or something like that, and there were people like practically hanging themselves, like lying on the floor, just like, ah, God, turn it off.
Turn it off.
People coming up to the window of the booth going, ah, this is awful.
Bonnie Prince Billy. There is a man who doesn't live up to his name. That's right. He sees a darkness.
He will forever see
a
darkness. Actually, I've got another interesting Bonnie Prince Billy story. My sister got hit on the back of her head at a Bonnie Prince Billy gig. Because she talked all the way through. She was on a date. And she talked all the way through.
By some shushers.
Yeah, there was a shusher. And the guy...
Oh,
this guy's talent is awesome. Why are you talking?
The guy that shushed her at the end of the night hit her on the back of the head and went, "You cunt," and then walked off.
Really?
Oh, lovely. Wow. I wonder what Prince Billy song he learned that in.
I had a huge row with somebody at a Carrefour gig, though, for doing exactly the same thing.
Really,
for talking.
Yeah, but you just killed them.
I'm not defending my sister.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you know, my sister's a great lady.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just it's interesting. People come down on one side or the other.
Mm.
This guy was talking about, they were doing Trans Europe Express, and in the background there was pictures of the Alps and then a train, and he just started talking to the guy next to him saying, "I was on a train once going through the Alps." It was like, I got, I paid 70 fucking euros to see Kraftwerk, and you're going to tell me about your fucking holidays. So I told
him. Yeah, a little mini projector.
I told him to fuck off to the bar. That's what I actually told him. And he went. But he was kind of like, he didn't have any retort for it. He was like,
I argued with a guy at a gig once.
It's unbelievable.
He's
like, it just
told me to
off.
Shut up as well. This is what happened.
Exactly.
This is his story. But in a way, my story. In a way, all our stories. And then people killed him.
Yeah, I think he did go to the bar with the other guy. I don't know. Anyway, are we going to do your intro? No, somebody else is going to play. Here, play another track. You got one track before you.
Yeah,
go
I'll do a surfer.
Oh, yeah, a track. And then we'll do your exclusive.
Exclusive.
That's
live
cool.
And exclusive.
Well, not quite.
It was me, wasn't
see,
it?
MP3 there it goes. It was me.
What the hell?
Yeah, oh. Here we go.
You didn't switch the computer off, though, did it?
Not this time.
Magnets. Man's worst enemy.
It's my natural
antipathy. It's not strong enough. Not crossfader proof.
My natural antipathy to Apple Macs came out.
Antipathy.
Those black polonics are still coming in every week in the post.
It's been carefully
as
marked.
Previously worn by Steve Jobs.
We go for.
You got Tippex on the panel there. Oh, wow, you really do actually have Tippex. What is that? Dandruff or something?
We go for it. No. Go for number 6 now.
Number 6. Oh, that's easy. Yeah, I'll tell you what, he certainly doesn't clean his records after every play, does he?
That's only one.
Not like a certain DJ that was mentioned earlier on.
Wonderful hippie person.
I'd like to say thank you to that particular DJ for playing.
Steve McCorkin, fucking great DJ.
Well, okay, let's take a vote.
I'm actually
who thinks
surprised.
He's great? 3 people, who thinks he's not? 1, okay, he's win.
Great.
Boo hiss, yeah, that's pop pickers. Okay, we'll play this record. What's this record called?
We'll never play.
What's
Man
this record
or
called?
Astro Man.
Man or Astro Man?
Man or Astro Man on the show.
Did you?
Hello?
Did you listen to
it?
He doesn't listen. What is this show? What is this thing called?
I used to listen a lot. Man or Astro Man, and it's called. Is it Plan
9?
One of them.
Man or Astro Man, Plan 9, okay. As heard previously on Donald and Ian.
There is one thing I neglected to tell you. I am going to use your music to make you Earthlings a little more flexible in your dealings with my distant planet. And you, my musical friends, will make it possible. Roll the tape! Were no match for our music.
So that was Man or Astro Man, was it? Okay, very good.
I don't know what the track was, it Plan 9?
Yeah.
Something about their music with no match for our rockets or versa vice.
A rocket from the Crips.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. But all we know is somebody's trying to Johnny Cash in on that. Oh, yes. So describe your music then, Irv. Because a lot of listeners would not be familiar with it.
My own personal
music? Yeah, or Thumper, you can describe his music if you want. I couldn't
it's pretty good.
Possibly begin.
I don't know. I mean...
It's good.
It's good.
I'm well, the world is split into two types of music: good music and bad music.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, for me, it falls into the category of good music because I make it.
You make it,
but I make it predominantly for myself, I guess. You know,
you don't make bad music then.
I know. I've made
some. You're never tempted. You're never tempted.
Pretty awful.
Throw us up another beer.
I've got a. I've got about 4 hours of disco house that I made when I was living in Germany.
Oh, yeah, like, you keep saying that. I don't want to hear it.
No, I think you've got the beers. Oh, there they are. No, I've actually never played it to anybody. my mini disc recorder is not working at the moment.
It's like he's like writing bad adolescent poetry and not showing it to people.
Oh, is that it? It's really, really, really awful. This stuff I'm going to play now is actually a project that I am working on at the moment with this lady I met about 6 weeks ago, called Mel, and we just kind of became friends and started making tunes together, and this is kind of, I guess, kind of far away from what both of us are doing at the moment. If I ever get this thing up and running.
I am completely sunburned.
You're sunburned?
Yeah. Do I have a big red face? Oh, you are. Well, yeah, parts, yeah.
Well, I was in the sun for 3 hours today.
Yeah, I was there for
He's talking. He's introducing it exclusive.
Yeah.
It's great being on the dilly. The sun bed.
That's the recording.
Yeah.
Is this the recording?
Excuse me.
Oh, not at all, no. Crossfader is about to head off for a bus.
Hi.
So, this stuff I've been making with this lady, Mel, and she's pretty amazing. Her music is incredible.
And you can check her stuff out at www.meljoanne.com.
And that's
Joanne without an E at the end.
That's right, it's MELJOANN. And this new project that we have is called Gland and Conduit, and track.
Who's which?
I don't know. We haven't.
Gland and Conduit.
Yeah,
wow.
I know. There's been a lot of kind of sort of finger wagging and confused looks when people hear the name. Like, but it was.
Makes you think, though.
We sort of thought a little bit.
Makes you think about glands.
It does, and conduits, I guess. And working
and
in
maybe
call centers.
One of them are one and the same. One and the same.
Possibly, yeah.
Working in call centers. I don't like to think about that. That's the kind of stuff that wakes me up at night.
Well, the conduit is a call center.
No,
is
it?
I used to work there years ago.
Yeah.
But that's not where the name came from.
Yeah, yeah. There's all sorts of conduits. Like copper is a conduit for electricity. So.
Oh, that's very true. Actually.
Yeah. You've forgotten. You got lost in the little lab. You know.
Well,
what I mean?
We wanted something kind of architectural and organic.
All right.
They seem to fit well together.
Yes.
There we are. Anyway, this track is called Pulling, and it's about going to Copperface Jacks, which DJ Crossfader went a couple of years ago and really got into a fight. Or we did get into a fight, I think.
I've never been to Copperface Jacks.
I remember because we were trying to stop you from going.
You can't remember.
And myself, DJ
Probably
Crossfader, and Paul Watts were in the street outside JJ Smith's, and we were trying to pull Crossfader down the street towards the bus.
But
and he struggled away from us,
and
he ran off to Copperface Jacks, and we got a text message from later on in the morning going, I got into a fight.
There you
and
go.
We went, we told you so.
Well,
it wasn't a physical fight, you know.
No.
It's got some sort of rare.
A mental fight.
A bit of argy-bargy.
Oh, God, oh, no,
it was either with a trainee guard or a trainee nurse. That's all you get.
It was the guard.
You love that book.
I know.
Yeah, tell me when you read it. All right. Good luck.
Okay. Good luck.
Good night.
Take care.
See ya. Bye. All right. It stops.
Yeah. It can be.
All right.
All right, I think we're back. Yeah, we should be.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that looks like a file that's recording.
Yeah.
So that was pulling.
I was pulling, boy.
Pulling,
yeah.
And then ends with a lovely bell.
Glanding conduit.
That would have that would have definitely caught out John Peel. That false ending. He was almost like, it's a shame he isn't around to play it.
Yeah, I don't think Peel would have been a fan of Glanding conduit now. To be honest with you.
You never know. You see, you can't predict. That's the thing. That guy, you can never predict. Did you get his book? He's bought out a book, or they brought a book out of his Olivetti, the Olivetti years, or the Olivetti Chronicles, because he used to type everything up in an Olivetti typewriter, electronic typewriter, and then he was kind of like a real Luddite in terms of, you know, he always wanted to use vinyl, and then he got a liking for this Olivetti. But he's still like, even though it's all done in alphabetical order, so it could be anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be from 1996 or it could be from 1971.
Sure.
Any of the articles, but it still makes you laugh. It's still really funny. He's got that really dry, droll sense of humor.
My first introduction to John Peel was an actual ad for BBC Radio on the television, and it was a drum and bass tune played at +8, or played at 45, instead of 33. And it had a kind of a speeded up sort of cityscape flashing along in the background.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it cut to him saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was playing that wrong speed." And then it goes back to it, and then it's just like John Peel show or whatever.
Yeah.
But I actually never once listened to his show. I caught a tiny bit of it one time.
Right.
You know, I listened to it about twice. Like, you just couldn't pick it up here.
Yeah, it's true. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But but it's just mad to think that he's gone, like, what is it, for 2-5 years now?
Is it?
Yeah. No, 2004, yeah.
Whoa,
good grief.
So, the thing is, but you can actually, I mean, the qualities aren't great, but you can go, there's like loads of places on a website you can just download stuff. So you can download shows, because people have recorded everything on tape and stuff like that. So, like, I think there's a John Peel a Day show, so you can actually go and subscribe to this thing, so they can just download all like stuff. But like, you're gonna, if you listen to it, it'll be stuff like Nirvana. Like,
and
I remember it's like one. Yeah, exactly. I remember him playing something, and his introduction was like, and in this track Nirvana, make a claim for coughing as part of a new vocal range, and then he just played it, you know, and sure enough, it was like, wow. It's perfect. So anyway, yeah, but the book even is worth checking out. Because you kind of get a flavour of it. So there's not enough in him, I swear to Christ. Mm-hmm. Even Pat Kenny used to play rock and roll once. Which one are we going to play for next?
Ooh.
Tompa. This could be about the last.
Geez, I don't know.
Second
there's no
last
track listing.
Pink Skull?
Pink Skull.
Oh yeah, we're looking for a... There's a remix, is that what we're looking at? Gonzo's Quantro?
Yeah, I throw it on.
Remix. Okay, and then...
I heard this in about 5 months. I hope it's good.
5 months.
You buy too many records, I think.
Oh, here we go.
I really do.
I'll just stop this bad boy.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so we're going to say goodbye? Shall we say goodbye?
Yeah, let's say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, we're actually
we're going to record it now. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, yeah. Or we can discuss about the musical genres recycling on each other over and over again.
Oh, I guess we could do that.
We could do that. But if we don't, then we might be able to get the last bus.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. If you want to get the last bus, that's fine. So this is the end of Prog 9, and we're going to play it with that track that's playing in the background. And
can you remember what it is?
No, but it's on Wigflex, and I'll put all of the details up. It's got a ridiculous name. Shalapinski Lame Car or something like that. Anyway, so that's cool. And I want to thank the guys for coming in. It's been good.
It has been good. Thanks for having us.
It's been great. And come up and drink. Yeah, come up and drink cans in the house anytime we're doing this.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great. Maybe we'll get to... One day we'll have... Just outright chaos while we're trying to record a show, you know what I mean? And they're like random things going on.
Barrels of ketamine in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Make a fortune.
Who knows? No, yeah, yeah, that doesn't happen on legitimate radio stations. Oh, God, no. Now, Neil Shakehart. All right, okay. Adios, bye bye. We'll do it again on Prog 10. Bye bye. Spudarchy says transmission ends.
They are clearly a most primitive people.
Can you feel me, baby? Hmm.